This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Protesters burn tires, block roads, and clash with police in Honduras as the country entered the fifth day without a declared winner from the tightly contested presidential election, fueling a deepening political crisis. Election irregularities are now suspected by many. In the 220-page report, Timothy Hepaty, a former U.S. attorney, wrote that poor planning, bad orders, and general incompetence exacerbated Charlottesville, Virginia situation, that the police failed to control violence during white nationalist protests, leading to disastrous results. According to the report commissioned by the city that called the police response inadequate and disconnected. The hashtag MeToo moment has reignited the debate on how sexual assault has been handled on U.S. campuses, with new investigations and activism at the University of South Carolina, University of Virginia, Spelman, and Morehouse Colleges in Atlanta. New York Times surveyed 21 cultural organizations listed on tax forms as having received significant sums from foundations run by two Sackler brothers whose wealth came from Purdue Pharma, one of the primary manufacturers and pushers of opioids. Several, including the Guggenheim, declined to comment. Others, like the Brooklyn Museum, ignored questions. None indicated that they would return donations or refuse them in the future. In the last-minute dash in the Senate to pass a tax bill, loopholes were sweetened for banks, oil companies, and, of course, real estate developers. Benefits were added for parents at private or religious schools. Family leave credit was allowed for residents of blue states, and deductions, well, that's wrong. Family leave credit was allowed for residents of red states, not blue states, and deductions were tightened for lower-income families to the degree that gift cards from employers would now be taxable. An amendment to fund the IRS to offer tax advice to lower-income families was eliminated. Director of Carbon Management and Sequestration Center at Ohio State estimates that soil has the potential to sequester carbon at a rate of between 0.9 and 2.6 gigatons per year. That's a small part of the 10 gigatons a year of current carbon emissions, but it's still significant. Somewhat reassuringly, some scientists believe the estimate is low. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.